Bernard by this time was fast asleep and smiling at the private paradise of his dreams. Smiling. Smiling. But inexorably, every 30 seconds, the minute hand of the electric clock above his bed jumped forward with an almost imperceptible click. 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 And it was morning. Bernard was back among the miseries of space and time. It was in the lowest spirits that he taxied across to his work at the conditioning centre. The intoxication of success had evaporated. He was soberly his old self, and by contrast with the temporary balloon of these last weeks, the old self seemed unprecedentedly heavier than the surrounding atmosphere. To this deflated Bernard the Savage showed himself unexpectedly sympathetic. "You're more like what you were at Malpais," he said, when Bernard had told him his plaintive story. "Do you remember when we first talked together, outside the little house? You're like what you were then."
"Because I'm unhappy again, that's why."
"Well, I'd rather be unhappy than have the sort of false, lying happiness you were having here."
"I like that," said Bernard, bitterly, "when it's you who were the cause of it all, refusing to come to my party and so turning them all against me."
He knew that what he was saying was absurd in its injustice. He admitted inwardly, and at last, even aloud, the truth of all that the savage now said about the worthlessness of friends who could be turned upon so slight a provocation into persecuting enemies. But in spite of this knowledge and these admissions, in spite of the fact that his friend's support and sympathy were now his only comfort, Bernard continued perversely to nourish, along with his quite genuine affection, a secret grievance against the savage, to meditate a campaign of small revenges to be wreaked upon him. Nourishing a grievance against the arch-community songster was useless. There was no possibility of being revenged on the chief bottler or the assistant predestinator. As a victim, the savage possessed, for Bernard, this enormous superiority over the others, that he was accessible. One of the principal functions of a friend is to suffer, in a milder and symbolic form, the punishments that we should like but are unable to inflict upon our enemies. Bernard's other victim friend was Helmholtz.